On today's show, BMW puts airbags in motorcycle jackets. California exempts classic cars from emission tests after you pay hundreds of dollars. And Daimler shows why luxury cars and heavy trucks are good for the bottom line. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily for April 28th of 2015. Three major automakers released their financial earnings for the first quarter of 2015, and it makes for a fascinating comparison. Ford sold over 1.5 million vehicles, while Honda sold 1.2 million, and Daimler sold 641,000. Ford pulled in nearly $34 billion in revenue, compared to $28 billion for Honda, but look at the number at Daimler. Over $37 billion. EBIT, or earnings before income taxes, at Ford came to $1.4 billion. Honda hit $981 million, but Daimler raked in more than $3 billion. And the bottom line tells a similar story. Ford's net profit came to $924 million. Honda netted $821 million, while Daimler cleared more than $2 billion. These numbers show why having a successful luxury brand is so critically important to an automaker's earnings. And it also shows that heavy trucks can be a significant contributor to the bottom line. Daimler's strong position in those categories make it much stronger financially than either Ford or Honda. Of course, the weak euro and the weak yen put Ford at a disadvantage in this comparison, but the point still stands. Luxury cars and commercial trucks are a powerful combination to have in your portfolio. Remember when we told you that 10 different automakers had banded together to try and figure out why those Takata airbags were failing? Well, they're still trying to figure it out. Part of the reason is that these failures are extraordinarily rare. Takata says there are only 0.000006 failures per airbag deployment. So it may be next to impossible to find the root cause of the problem. Takata continues to replace the old airbags, and NHTSA says it is satisfied that the new ones have been properly redesigned. But no one knows for sure. We'll be back with more right after this.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by BorgWarner. Feel good about driving. Bridgestone Tires. Your journey, our passion. And by Dow Automotive Systems, breakthrough technologies for lightweight vehicles.
Audi is jumping into the mobility game. The company just launched a pilot program in San Francisco that allows you to rent any car from most of its lineup. To make a reservation, you'll need to download the Audi On Demand app with your iPhone. A concierge will then deliver the car and also take time to explain all of its features, or you can pick up the car at a location of your choosing. And these are not stripped-down versions. All the rentals come with Premium Plus trim, satellite radio, navigation, and all-wheel drive. Prices vary by model, and you're charged on an hourly basis. Audi plans on expanding the program to other cities in the United States over the next few years. Whether you're looking for a new or used car, the vast majority of shoppers take to the internet far before even thinking of stepping foot into a dealer showroom. But with the number of sources to turn to seemingly growing by the day, how is one to know which websites aren't wasting your time? Well, J.D. Power set out to answer that in its third annual third-party automotive website evaluation study. After measuring information and content, appearance, navigation, and speed, they ranked NADA Guides number one for overall satisfaction. Cars.com, The Car Connection, Car Gurus, and Autotrader.com rounded out the top five. Dealers should take note of these top performers as well. The study showed that shoppers who were highly satisfied with their experience on a third-party website are 10 times more likely to request information from a dealership than those who have a poor experience. Coming up next, BMW puts airbags in motorcycle jackets. keep riders safe, BMW's cycling arm has teamed up with Alpine Stars, a manufacturer of protective gear for motorcycles, to offer innovative motorcycle safety clothing systems. The first article to hit the shelves will be a jacket with Alpine Stars Tech Air airbag system that protects the shoulders, back, and front torso area. By mounting sensors in the jacket close to the rider's body, the airbag system activates without the need for additional sensors on the motorcycle. The jackets will go on sale in both male and female versions after a public presentation that will be held later this year. California residents are required to get a smog test for their vehicles every 2 years, but a new proposal would exempt classic cars from that checkup. Currently, vehicles built in 1976 or later have to get the test, but Edmonds reports that a new bill would allow cars 30 years old or older to get an exemption. But the cars would have to fail two tests after repairs were made, and the owner would then be able to pay a $200 fee to avoid further testing. The bill is currently being debated in committee, but it's likely to face opposition from environmentalists. And that wraps up today's show. Please join us again tomorrow as we bring you some of the most interesting developments in the global automotive industry.